Welcome, everybody. My name is Dan Ridenour. I'm mayor of Muncie, and this is a wonderful project called City View Homes 1 and 2 that we've been working with Pete for since 2020, actually, to make this all work. We ended up doing City View 1 in 2020 and City View 2 in 2021 and doing all the construction at once. And maybe Pete will get into some of those details. But I'm really excited. We're at the site of 1500 East 8th Street. And on this particular site, there will be a 10-unit townhome type development that will even have a dog park. If you notice, a little dog run for the residents, so that's great. And then just down the road at that corner on Macedonia will be two other buildings that will have, I believe, 6 units and 8 units. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so on this particular corner, we're going to have 20, so if my math is right, 24 units.
And then 4 more down the other way.
And then there's 4 more down that way. So we're real excited about this. This is a project that took a lot of time to put together, started during COVID and ended today. So I'm going to pass this on to Pete. Pete is with Pivotal. Pivotal is the company that are the owners of this particular development, and I'm just going to pass it on to you.
Excellent. Thanks, Mayor. Pete Schwiggerot with Pivotal. We're excited to be here in Muncie. Our investment in Muncie began over a decade ago with reinvesting the lofts at Roberts, the Roberts Hotel, and transforming that into senior housing. And we're excited to be back to now serve your workforce with a variety of housing options to host and cater to families of any size to stay here and age in place in the community. This was a very challenging time. COVID created all sorts of impacts to construction and cost, and even financing, and it really took the team you're seeing here to get it all done. So first and foremost, I got to thank the mayor. We were just talking about how we set a record for the amount of times we had to extend a contract to get there, so it takes a lot of patience. And as much as I feel I'm wrangling, I'm sure you're wrangling on that as well. So we can't thank the city and the mayor enough for being patient with us and giving us the time to see this through and believing in us that we could see it through, because it was difficult. There were millions of dollars in inflation we had to deal with, and we had other sellers in this as well that were very patient with us. And then we found the right construction team as well here who had built locally very recently, and they were able to help us find some efficiencies in our design and in our work there. So we're excited to be working with CPM and other partners on the construction side. We also got a lot of lenders and investors. I can't thank enough Merchants Bank and also IHCDA, the state agency that funds these affordable developments. And we're just really excited about serving families. So we'll pass it off to CPM just to give a quick talk about where we started and what's coming. And within 18 months less, you're going to see this all wrapped up with new homes and families in these homes. And we'll be talking about where to have a grand opening ceremony. So thanks for your time.
Jake Williams, president of CPM Construction. We've partnered with Drew and Avare, veteran-owned business here, to really serve the community, which is nice. A lot of our projects are customer-focused or commercial-focused, so doing something with people is a priority. Really gets a lot of our attention, and we've been working on trying to overcome some of the supply chain and price increases since, I believe, last November. To help make this project come through, and that takes a lot of time and effort on our team's side, and really trying to put that focus as a centered piece here for actually trying to get something across the finish line to help the community versus sometimes just helping business as a general end game there. So glad to partner with everybody. We're really, really thankful to be brought in as part of the team early on to put our talents to a really positive use, so I really appreciate it.
If I may say one thing, I did forget one investor, really the most important investor, because they're the one who purchased the tax credits, and that's actually Affordable Housing Partners. They purchased the tax credits that helped act as the equity in this development, the tax credits we got through ICDA, and they are an affiliate of Berkshire Hathaway. So that's one of the unique things about this industry, is it creates a private investment in public work and public good. So we're happy to have them here helping invest in this project as well. Thank you so much for your time, Mayor.
So I'm just going to end. I want to introduce, this is Deputy Mayor Richard Ivey. He's been very instrumental in helping bring this to the finish line. And then when we get to the shovels, we've got our one of our neighborhood associations there. This particular City View 1 and 2 will go into multiple neighborhoods, but one of our neighborhood association presidents, Joy Redeker, will be here. She's going to help with the shovel and get us started. So we appreciate you being here as well. So several single family and multifamily are going into her neighborhood as well.